Hey guys, what the heck is up? It's clearly been an extremely long time since I talked to you last. My last episode was almost a year ago. Boy, do I have so much to tell you guys. I don't have any fancy mics set up right now. I just moved into a new place, so I don't have a particular podcasting area. My new AC unit is extremely loud. You probably hear it, as well as my fan going in my room right now. But yeah, I have so much to tell you guys. We have so much to go over. I don't even know. Like, I've been preparing for this episode all day. I wrote out a little script of what I wanted to talk about, and I practiced my intro because it's been so long. I got to get back into not stuttering and not saying every 5 seconds and not having long, awkward pauses. So yeah, grab a snack, grab a drink, grab your projects, and let's get into this. We have a lot to talk about. A lot of it is going to be uncomfortable and awkward. And if you're a listener of this podcast, you're already pretty familiar with uncomfortable and awkward conversations. But this one's personal, so it's even more awkward and uncomfortable for me. I'm just sitting here with my little notes in front of me, waiting to begin talking about what has happened in this past year and why I've been gone. If you hear a dog next to me, that's part of what has happened in this past year. Okay, so, I'm sorry, this is gonna be so awkward. You guys know that I was previously in a relationship. He had been on the podcast a few times. You guys loved his episodes, that's not a thing anymore. That ended. That ended really traumatically, actually. It really messed my life up pretty bad for a while. And you know what? That's okay. That's life. All right. We grow from things. We change. I'm not going to try to do this like a freaking enlightened and empowered way. He cheated on me in a really messed up way. He cheated on me with someone who he gaslit me and told me that I was crazy, and that I thought that all of his female friends he was cheating on me with. It turns out he was. So, yeah, sorry. Actually, no, I'm not sorry. I don't know why I'm saying sorry. I've said sorry too many times in my life for this person. No, I'm not sorry, but yeah, so basically he cheated on me with someone who I said, hey, you're cheating on me with this person. And he said, no, you're crazy. I'm not cheating on you with this person. And I thought that I was a really bad person. I thought I was a really bad partner. I thought that I was insane. I thought that I was super jealous. I thought that I just, pulled things out of nowhere. No, it was real. He was cheating. and some other really bad stuff happened that I don't really want to get into. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. You spend so much time with someone that you grow to love and you defend and you... I'm so sorry about the squeaking. You defend and you... I don't know, man. It's weird to have someone in your life who isn't who they say they are and who isn't a good person. And you spend so much time and energy making... Hold on. I told y'all this was going to be raw and uncut. It's weird, spending so much time and energy and making a relationship with someone, and they're not who they say they are, and they're not a good person, and you don't know that. That's partially what's been going on. I've been through a lot of things in my life. I have dealt with multiple kinds of trauma. This is not the worst thing that's ever happened to me, and it's not going to be the worst thing that's ever happened to me. However, it did suck. It does still suck. Yeah, men are trash. Like, literal trash. Like, men are trash. It's not even, like, a funny little, haha, men are trash. No, I don't think that I'll ever fully trust anyone ever again, and that sucks for me. A lot of people, when I was going through the breakup, told me, this is the greatest life lesson you'll ever learn. Take what you can from this. And genuinely, that is the worst thing that anybody could ever said to me, because I didn't need a lesson. I didn't need to be taught anything. I wasn't a bad person. I didn't do anything wrong. I loved unconditionally, and I stood up for myself and was told I was insane. And now I'm made out to be the bad guy because I think that he's telling people something else. I don't know. Anyways, that we're not getting into that drama. Whoa. But yeah, so if someone ever gets, like, broken up with in a really shitty way or cheated on, and you tell them, take this as a life lesson, go ahead and don't say that. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't. It doesn't read as you want it to read. It's bad because they're probably not the one that needed a life lesson. So yeah, that sucked a lot. But from that, we'll go into the, I guess, hope for people that are in the same situation as me. It did make me a better person, and not the actual getting cheated on part, because that should not ever happen to anybody, and that doesn't make people good people. Trauma doesn't make you a better person. Trauma doesn't make you a stronger person. However, what we do with the situations we're put in make us better people. So I put all of that energy into bettering myself and bettering my schoolwork and bettering my friendships and bettering my confidence, or lack thereof. I don't think I'll ever have full confidence again, which is awesome. Thanks, X. I don't think that I'll ever fully be able to believe in myself ever again. However, having extra time on my hands when I wasn't being his mother and cooking and cleaning and, you know, doing everything for him, I put energy into school, and I joined a bunch of organizations, and I did charity work, and I won a bunch of awards this year. You can go see my personal Instagram. It's L Augustine. I won a bunch of awards in my organizations, and I studied super hard, and I kept my 4.0, and as a grad student, by the way, so keep that in mind. As a grad student, I kept my 4.0. And yeah, I basically made a better name for myself because I wasn't having to focus on keeping my own relationship alive, or being a 23-year-old's mother. What else happened? I also believe in karma, and not in, like, the funny, like, haha, Taylor Swift, karma's my boyfriend kind of way. In, like, a, no, I genuinely believe that bad people will get what's coming to them. And I don't know if I did something in a past life, or if I did something really bad when I was younger. Sorry, my dog is going insane because she thinks it's playtime. But I, can you go get a toy? Go get a toy. Go get a toy. Yeah, go do that. Go get a toy. Yeah, I don't know if I did something bad as a younger person, or if I did something in a past life that made me receive this life or the things that I've received, but I do believe that karma's real, and I think that people will get what's coming to them. Yeah, it was with a friend, if you can't tell. well, I wouldn't say friend. She wanted to be my friend, which is funny. Why am I trying to spill the tea? I don't need to spill the tea. I'm hurt, okay? I'm allowed to spill the tea. Okay, so next we will talk about the elephant in the room, or the squeaker toy in the room. I had extra time on my hands, and buying more plants wasn't really filling the hole. I did buy like 17 plants after I kicked his butt out of the apartment. Which also, no, they're not going into that. Sorry. Okay. Anyways. I bought like 17 plants after I kicked him out. That wasn't filling the hole. And so my friend Abby added me to this puppy for sale / adoption page, in my area. And I had a dog named Cricket. She was a miniature schnauzer. She lived for 17 years, or almost 17 years. And I loved her so much, love her so much. But I was like, oh my God, I want another schnauzer. Which I will say right now, don't shop for dogs. You should absolutely adopt if you can. However, I was manic and really wanted a miniature schnauzer. And then Clover popped up on the feed, and I immediately said, yep, I have the money and I want that dog now. So don't do what I do. Do as I say. Adopt, don't shop. However, I understand if you are manic like I was and you make a rash decision, but it's one of the most favorite rash decisions I've ever made. Because now I have Miss Clover B. She is a miniature schnauzer. I got her in September, and our birthdays are 2 days apart. She's July 15th, I'm July 17th. She is the best and worst thing that's ever happened to me. I love her so much, but I want to let her go some days. I'm just kidding. No, she's a stinker. So I got her, you know, to fill my time, and she definitely took that role immediately. She has severe anxiety. She hates teenage men, which, that's valid. She's fine with older men, but, like, a man from, like, 16 to, like, 25, she's like, yeah, no. Which is queen of her, actually. But she is, how old are you? 11 months? I don't know. I can't do math. Yeah, she's 11 months. She's so cute. If you go to my personal page, you can find her. She keeps me on my toes. The first 2 weeks that I had her, she had diarrhea like 5 times a day, every single day. It was really fun. She also woke me up every hour of the night like a newborn. Yeah, queen, love it. So yeah, getting Clover made me more independent as well, because I had to take her to the vet by myself. I had to go buy her food all the time. I had to make sure that she was, you know, well fed. She had peed and poop. She, like, all of the things I had to make sure that she did. And it made me more independent. I grew up with younger siblings and I worked in childcare a lot. Like, I know how to take care of other beings. But having a dog, having a puppy, really makes you independent, let me tell you. So yeah, that's my little dude. She will be in the background of the podcasts now because she is extremely hyper dependent. She has extreme separation anxiety. She has extreme anxiety in general. She's very hyper. So everybody say, hey, Clover. She's part of the team now. Another very fun and exciting addition to my life has been my partner, Gordon. His name's Gordon. We have been dating for 6 months now, but we talked for a while before because we were both traumatized from past relationships. And yeah, he's pretty cool. I'm wanting to have him on an episode eventually,
because we like similar topics, and he can ramble for a really long time about topics that I'm not as educated in, and then topics that I do know a lot about, he likes to sit and listen and have comments. So you might hear some from him. He's been really awesome, really understanding. He's a good person. So yeah, just know that there is a special someone in my life. His name is Gordon. And that's all I'll say about that, because he deserves privacy as well. So, in addition to that, I also have moved out of the apartment that I shared with He Who Shall Not Be Named, or better known as Redacted. But also Madeline. You guys know Madeline. I shared an apartment with her and her fiance, and then that thing, until I kicked him out. So I moved out of that place because Madeline and her fiance bought a house because they're getting married and being adults and gross stuff. So they bought a house, and I didn't want to pay for the rent of that bigger place. So I found a little one bed, one bath apartment. It's super cute. I just moved in literally like last week. So I'll eventually post photos on my personal page of it when it's come together. But so far, like, the living room is completely done, and it's, well, not completely done. I still have to hang things up, but it is beautiful, dude. Gordon's coworker made me these little, like, window cling stickers, and they cast rainbows all over the place when the sun hits them. Oh, it's beautiful. I bought a checkered rug. I have, like, this gold chair and this velvet green couch. Oh, it's beautiful. I can't wait for you guys to see it. But yeah, buying that apartment, or renting this apartment, and, like, curating my own place, completely mine, and then, you know, living on my own completely with Clover, has been super, it's been a really good learning experience, as well as just, like, a growing experience. So yeah, that's, can you tell I hate talking about myself every time I say something? I'm like, yeah, I did this really hard thing. So yeah, it's fine, it's chill. What else is new, Clover? Oh, I am a semester away from completing my master's degree. Weird. Do y'all remember when I began my master's degree? So yeah, I have two more classes, and then I have my comprehensive exams, which is three. I get three sets of 10 questions. Each set is over a different thing. So there's like an administrative question, there's a criminological theory question, and then there's a research methods question, or like sets of questions. And I have to choose one question from each set of 10 questions. And I have 72 hours to write 10 pages on each question. Yeah, that's my comp exams. So I'm preparing for those. I'm studying for the GRE to possibly get into PhD school. It's a whole lot of a bunch of stuffs, okay? But eventually I'll be Laurel. That's my real name. I'll be Laurel Augustine MPS, which is really cool. Eventually I'll be Dr. Augustine, so that's really cool too. But yeah, being this far in my master's degree, like almost having it, like I can see the end, has also made me feel confident in my abilities, like educationally. I feel smarter, especially like winning all of those awards too with my organization. I'm in the American Criminal Justice Association organization. It's ACJA. It's a mouthful. Just in November, I won. Was it November? No, I'm stupid. That was October. But what I'm talking about is in February, I won, out of the entire conference, the top academic scholarship. That was really cool. That was $800. And then, oh, Clover. And then I also won third place or second place, of the paper competition in the graduate level. So I entered a paper in a competition at the graduate level. There's under or lower division, which is like freshman, sophomore, upper division, which is junior, senior, and then there's graduate, which is obviously graduate students, and then there's professional, which is the like advisors. So I entered a paper at the graduate level, and I won either second or third, I can't remember, but my friend Abby won first. But I won first place academic scholarship. So they looked at my academics and my like GPA and stuff. And I won first place out of the entire conference. I also won third place crime scene in the professional division. So my teammates on my crime scene team are two of my advisors. So that qualifies me for the professional division. We won third place in February. And then, so this was at nationals that I won all this stuff. And then in October of last year, I went to regionals, which is like the smaller version, obviously. And I also won third place professional division crime scene there. So yeah, enough bragging about myself because I actually hate doing that. What else is there to talk about, y'all? I don't know. Yeah, I just have a new admiration for life. Don't get me wrong, I am still clinically depressed. Life is hard, y'all. But I do appreciate things differently now than I did before. Don't take your friends for granted. I literally would not have been able to get through what I did if I didn't have the friends that I had. My mom was really great. Can you tell? I literally was just dissociating, like staring out the window, talking, mind numb. I didn't realize how bad things really were. I didn't realize how drained I was. Now, trigger warning, weight loss. But I did gain a lot of weight in the relationship, and I was just like, oh, it's happy weight. Yeah, happy weight isn't weight gain that makes your back hurt. Once I got out of the relationship, I lost a lot of weight because I wasn't eating. That's another story. But now that I'm with Gordon, and not that Gordon's like the savior or saint, but he did help me a lot. But once I was healed from the initial part of the breakup, what was I going with that? I don't know. I am healthier now. I go outside a lot more now. I do more things. I don't sit in my house and wait for someone's every little decision. It just, I don't know. It's like I have a new zest for life. Is that what it's called? I want to do things now. I am so busy now that I'm literally home for a few hours of the day. Like, Clover and I got a lot of adventures that we go on, don't we, girl? She said, adventures? We're going right now? So yeah, I didn't realize how awful I was being treated. I didn't realize how upset it was making me. I didn't realize how poorly my mental health was because of my bad relationship. And I would like to say, this isn't to dog him. He's not a bad, no, he is a bad person. He is a bad person. And if this dogs him, then it's not my fault because I'm just saying exactly what happened. But yeah, that's about all that you guys have missed. Or I guess that I have failed to inform you on. You guys haven't missed anything, but, I think from now on, I'll set a really, really loose schedule of 1 to 2 episodes per month now that I'm settled in my new place and not going through hell every single day. I don't really know how to say this, but I now have an option that you can, like, not donate, but, like, you can support my podcast through a donation if you'd like. If you go onto my page on Spotify, I think there's, like, a little section for it. So if you feel generous, you can pay to listen to me. and help out a struggling master's student who now has to live on her own as a single mother of one daughter. So yeah, I have that option now. You can support my podcast. And also you can always support me by just purchasing one of my creations. That helps a lot. Helps me afford to eat and put food on my table and buy my books for school and all that fun jazzy stuff. So yeah, that's really it, guys. I look forward to putting out a real episode, not just a catch-up episode. And also I want to start doing lives. I've recently gotten back into cooking, which I love. I love to cook, but I didn't for a while because I wasn't eating. But I would love to do lives where I cook and I just like talk to you guys about true crime, like current events. I feel like that would be really fun. So keep an eye out for those on my podcast Instagram. It's called Crochet and Crime Podcast. Yeah, I'm currently making food as we speak, actually. So I think I'll end this here. Clover and I are gonna go rollerblade later. Yeah, you guys know the drill, you know, lock your doors, don't talk to creepy men. I think that's my outro. I don't even remember anymore, guys. It's been so long. Let's go find my mugs that I used to sell and see if one says it. I don't think it does. Yeah, lock your doors, don't talk to creepy men, and I'll see you around. Bye, y'all. And thank you for being so patient. I love you guys.